The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. What I do, I work with clients to do what it is they really want to do, to ask themselves, what do they want to be sure they experience in this lifetime? In the work that they do, in the relationships that they have, the experiences that they live, and to realize that someday holds no guarantee, that time has a way of slipping away, and that now is your life. Don't miss it. My guest today is Tim Cochran, and Tim is the founder and director of Twin Eagles Wilderness School and also Purpose Mountain. Tim has developed programs that guide others on wilderness journeys, connecting them with nature, their soul purpose, and bridging the gap between mainstream and indigenous cultures and practices. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Tim is going to join us to share his work and how it has become a part of his life and the impact that it can have on others. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't let those tough jobs intimidate you. Get down to North 40 Outfitters for the Black Diamond Days event happening right now. For every $100 spent on Black Diamond, get a $20 North 40 gift card. You'll find a full lineup of tools, workbenches, and storage solutions. And if you need more power, Black Diamond has an impressive lineup of compressors, generators, log splitters, and pressure washers. In stores or online now through September 15th and save big. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
The end of summer sale continues at Finn & McDonald Clothing Company in downtown Sandpoint. There's great discounts on select summer merchandise and select summer footwear. And Finn & McDonald has the brand names you love. Patagonia, The North Face, Merrell, Dansko, Cool, Tommy Bahama, and much more. Hurry in for best selection. When this merchandise is gone, it's gone. For end of summer sale prices, get into Finn & McDonald Clothing Company on First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint. Finn & McDonald.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-970-8855. That's 800-970-8855.
800-970-8855. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Seven, welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. And my guest today is Tim Corcoran, and Tim is the founder and director of Twin Eagles Wilderness School and Purpose Mountain. My son and grandson just recently participated in one of Tim's programs, and both of them walked away with some very meaningful experiences and probably impact that will stay with them for the rest of their lives in a good way. And so, of course, I had to have Tim on the show so he could share some more information about what he does and who he might be able to inspire to participate as well, because it's so in alignment with the things that I like to do, and you come at it a different way, which is a great resource for me to be able to share with people. So thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Lissa. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, okay, you have two different programs. And so let's maybe just start off with, maybe you could do an overview of each one, and sure, then just so we don't confuse anybody, and then maybe go into a little bit more depth and detail as to like what they're both about independently.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So my wife, Janine Tidwell, and I founded Twin Eagles Wilderness School in 2005, right here in Sandpoint.
Nice.
And that was at a time before forest schools were getting popular. A fringe move for us to make to come in and start a wilderness school.
Sure.
So we're going on 20 years now. And since then, you know, we've seen a lot of different nature-based programs come forward in the community, which is great.
Yep.
But yeah, so we work with youth and adults year-round, offering opportunities to help people reconnect with nature. Mm. On nature's terms, right? And so some of the classic curriculum that we work with would be wilderness survival skills, you know, making fire by rubbing sticks together or building primitive...
You can really do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Building primitive shelters like your son and grandson did. Learning plants that are edible or medicinal. Learning the language of the forest, understanding that bird calls aren't actually random. They all have meaning, and they can tell you important things about who else is moving and what's happening in the forest.
Wow.
Naturalist skills, all of those things. And our approach at Twin Eagles has always been one of a mentoring approach, meaning our work is not just to teach people some new skill.
Right.
That's important, but there's more to it than that. The approach is that of mentoring. So if we look at the word mentor and contrast it to the word teach, right? To mentor, to teach means to put in, to put something in, as in I've got information, you don't, I'm going to put it in. To mentor means to draw out.
Oh, cool.
Meaning drawing out the best of this human being in front of me. So we've always looked at it as the work through connecting with nature is to support people to step into the fullness of who they are, their best selves. To really support community development, individuation, actualization, purpose, passion, all of that. So yeah, and Twin Eagles has gotten very popular. We've got a really popular summer camp season that our camps fill up, you know, in a matter of hours, hundreds of spots.
Wow.
Father-son programs, mother-daughter. We do instructor training. We've had a number of people come through and train to be wilderness guides and leaders themselves. And yeah, it's a big passion for us.
So. I love it. So of course I have to back up because
yeah,
where did this idea, how did it germinate?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the moment? Was there, I have to hear about that.
Well, I'll try and keep it brief here.
Sure.
So I'm 50, born in 74, grew up in the 80s in the Midwest in Indiana. And, you know, South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame football, and kind of a sleepy Midwestern town. And I remember as a kid just being so full of energy. I was one of those boys that was just constantly full of energy.
Aren't they all like that?
Well, not all. I was particularly. And as I remember, Lissa, looking around at the adults in my community, and it seemed like I didn't see people with that joy for life. Mm. I just saw a lot of people that, I don't know, what I might call today as depressed or just not living lives
like
that were full.
Yeah, I get it.
Especially in the Midwest there.
Sure.
But that's really common in our world. And that was an issue for me. I was like, is that what's awaiting me?
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that, you know? So anyhow, I always, you know, we had access to nature. I would always spend time in the woods. I had a great love for nature. Mm. And, but I didn't have mentors, you know? And so I had great times in my childhood. I also had some struggles. I dealt with some bullying and my parents divorced when I was a teen. And there was always a sense, you know, I've also always been one who's the river runs deep with me, meaning I've always questioned the nature of life itself. Why am I here? Who am I really? What is this thing called life? And I've never accepted it at a surface level. I've always asked
those
deeper questions.
Well, even when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Me too. Yep, I get it.
And then when I hit, long story short, when I hit college, I found my first mentor, and he was a part Native American man. He was part Lakota, and he was a history professor, basically teaching an introduction to shamanism, earth-based spirituality.
How cool.
Disguised, though, as an advanced history class at Purdue University, right, a Midwestern university. And he really turned me on to, you know, concepts of synchronicity. The idea that we're all related, you know, a lot of these older ideas that our indigenous brothers and sisters understand and live with. And that set me on a track. And so, you know, after college, I decided, you know what, I've played by the rules. I got good grades. I got my degree, but now I'm going to live life on my terms. And so I took a bold move and actually traveled like 40 hours out from Indiana to the Navajo Indian Reservation, where I had one friend who I had met, and plopped myself down and made a life for myself out there.
And you were welcomed into the...
It was a journey.
It was
a journey. There were people who were welcoming. There were people who were not, understandably, right?
Yeah,
with the history that those of us of European descent have with indigenous North Americans. But, you know, what I was looking for, Alyssa, was... all the stuff I do now. I was looking for a practical connection to the earth, a practical spirituality. I was looking for an alternative to the mainstream modern cultural narrative that had shaped my life up to that point. And I had a sense, I was like, there's got to be something more. And I just somehow knew that those indigenous people had some of those answers. Well, met my wife during that time. Again, kind of long story short, wound up moving up to Oregon to be with her. And then we found some, it was actually an old college buddy sent me a book written by a man, Tom Brown Jr., who had a big wilderness survival school back east in New Jersey.
Love it.
And in the book, he spoke about wilderness survival and how it's really all of our birthright as human beings to be able to provide for our most basic needs, shelter, water, fire, food, directly from the earth and not be dependent on others. And if we were to develop that skill, it's a deeply empowering skill, and that empowerment transfers to other areas of our life and helps to activate our deeper purpose. And that, right, that was huge for me, especially as like a 25-year-old, and I'm like a new young man finding my way. And I was like, yeah, but why am I so dependent on grocery stores and telecommunication systems just to live, right?
Right.
So that was one thread. The other thread was vision. And he talked about the old ceremony of the vision quest, this idea of going out for 4 days and four nights, fasting from food and in the wilderness, and really holding the intention of, why am I here?
Wow.
Like, what is my purpose? What is my vision for this life? What's the meaning of my life? Mm-hmm. And that old process, which actually, and I'll say this, a lot of people think of that as a Native American thing, which it is, but it also exists cross-culturally. For example, we were talking before the show that we both have Irish ancestry, and there's documented cases of the old Irish practicing the vision quest. They didn't call it that, you know.
And it might have looked different.
And probably looked a bit different. But it's an old human thing to go out and put it all down and say, why am I here? Yep. So anyhow, so we got involved. Tom had a school in New Jersey, and we moved from New Mexico to New Jersey, 25, that was 99, took classes with him, and I came alive, Lissa. Oh. I was so... alive. We did all the stuff that, you know, I'm teaching now. So we were practicing bow and drill fire making, and we were learning the plants you could eat and which ones were medicine if you got hurt. We were learning how to track wild animals. And I just knew that first week, I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And all of that was held in a container of mentoring. So there were people who cared, who showed up, that weren't jamming information down our throats because they had to meet some set of academic standards.
Exactly.
But they were cultivating my interest, my curiosity, my passion. And
you were navigating it along with them, which is so important.
Yeah. And so that approach to mentoring, in contrasting to teaching, really stood out. And yeah. And so, you know, so we got involved. There was a school starting up in Vermont we got involved with and did a whole 5-year apprenticeship. It was incredible. We had a handful of traditional Native elders that would come out and teach us, which was huge. We had a community where we could learn to be mentors. We had active mentors that were there day in, day out. And I took on the Vision Quest as a personal practice, you know, going out once a year, fasting and praying like that, asking, why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? And it all, you know, came together. So 5 years later, and we were like, okay, it's time. We're gonna go out and we're gonna start a school. And that was 2004. And we happened upon Sandpoint, and you know, the rest is history. Yeah.
Interesting. So I think the thing that comes so shining through to me is you already knew to trust your gut, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You had your degree, traditionally, when I first started doing my coaching, I was coaching mostly kids that had graduated from college and were in the workforce and hating life, their job, terrified to tell their parents. Yeah. They're deep in debt from school. And I mean, and I know there's still so many out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I always would say to them, you know, it's like, you know the answer. I can't give you the answer as to what is your best journey, but I can tell you that if you're doing it for somebody else, it's likely going to continue to be a struggle for you if it's not genuinely for you. But it seems that you just kicked tradition to the curb and said, this is what I'm doing. So how did you do that so easily and so readily?
Well, that's a good question. I think I've always been an out of the box thinker. Mm-hmm. I think I've always, early on, I think I struggled with authority and all of that. And I had enough painful experiences in my youth, to be frank, Lissa, that I just knew, I was like, this system is not working. It didn't work for me, at least. I at least knew that. And I'm not all anti-mainstream. I think there's a lot of value there.
Right.
But to your point earlier, I think there are a lot of people that just go along with the mainstream flow and never actually connect with their deeper self and what they're really here to do and who they're here to be. And it's a bold move, as you well know, to say, okay, I'm going to step out of that and make a different choice. And yeah, my mom was totally freaked out. You're going to do what? You'll never make any money running a wilderness school.
Oh, yes.
All of that. But I had that youthful passion and that youthful idealism. And I had a partner. I had my life partner, Janine. We're still together after 20, I don't know how many years. 28 years, I think it's been now.
Right.
And that was enough. That was enough for me. You know, and I had the strength and I had the heart, I think, for it. You know, and it was, it was a bold move. It was radical. It was out of the box. But what I see in working with people now is, if people are going to step onto that path, there's always fear that comes up.
Yes.
And there's always some action needed to face that fear, which is not easy, you know, and people need support on that path.
Yep.
And one way or another, you know, that's got to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So anyways, I'm fascinated by this whole conversation, but it's time for us to take a break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the hit TV show Deal or No Deal comes the live show that gives everyone the chance to win. For the first time ever, Deal or No Deal, live, hosted by Bob Guinea of The Bachelor. Saturday, September 28th at the Clearwater River Casino. Tickets on sale now at the casino box office or ticketswest.com.
battle the banker and prove that you've got what it takes to play Deal or No Deal.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's that time of year again, school's back in session. For the month of September, we will be offering 10% off all factory recommended 30, 60, and 90K maintenances. As always, all vehicles that come into our shop will receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Remember, our certified technicians can work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Save with Bi-Mart's latest digital savings guide on Bi-Mart.com or pick up a copy in-store. Save on Sriracha hot chili sauce, hot priced at $2 for $5. Get organized and save with Sterilite 18-gallon totes, now just $4.99. All ball, pint, and quart-sized canning jars are 50% off. Plus, save on Clorox disinfectant wipes, hot priced now at 4 to-go packs for just $1. Online or in-store membership saves you more at employee-owned Bi-Mart.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-970-8855. That's 800-970-8855. 800-970-8855.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of...
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and my guest today is Tim Corcoran, and Tim is the founder and director of Twin Eagles Wilderness School and Purpose Mountain, and we've just been talking about how Tim and his wife followed their intuition and ended up with the Wilderness School, and the excitement of all the things that you guys gotten to learn about and to be able to pass on to others, which is, you know, that whole ripple effect is got to be pretty amazing for you.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. And at this point, you know, 19 years in, like I said, our programs are very popular. Families love the work we do, especially in this day and age with so much technology, you know, giving youth the opportunity to connect deeply with nature. That's huge. And typically these are skills that parents themselves don't have, right? Who amongst us has strong wilderness survival skills or animal tracking?
Most people know.
Right. So parents love it. And adults too, adults who are like, oh, they see the value in connecting like this. You know, I'll say this, Lissa, the way I look at it now is, connecting with nature, I really see it as a fundamental human need to help us develop into our best selves.
Yep.
Kind of like attachment theory, you might be familiar with the idea that our relationship with our parents, especially our mother at birth in the very early years, impacts our whole life path.
Sure.
And and it can be for better or worse, and you can heal it, you know, attachment wounds, yada, yada. I would really offer the theory of a nature attachment theory, that as humans, we have a need to have a bond, an attachment with the natural world. And while, yes, some of that can happen unfacilitated, it happens best in a mentored environment.
Sure.
Because what we're talking about is generational knowledge that has been passed on generation after generation and after generation. And that's a really efficient way of of passing on knowledge and ultimately of raising our youth. And so, but you know, these are big pieces, and whether someone approaches it when they're a kid or maybe when they're 25, like I did, yep. You know, these are developmental needs that can be met really at any time in life and have so much benefit to offer us.
But you know, it's interesting because when I grew up in Arizona and then moved to Huntington Beach, California, and there, like, nature was perhaps a vacation that you took week a year, a walk on the beach if you stopped to notice nature, because likely you're so in your head you're not even thinking about what's going on out there at night. And I remember thinking to myself, I go, you know, I keep reading about how nature is so fundamental to healing and connecting with your life, and there's so much to learn from nature. I felt like I missed the bus on it because it wasn't anything that was ever highlighted in my life. Yeah. So do you find that a lot of the people that come to you kind of are living in a life that they don't really get an opportunity to appreciate what nature has to offer? My life has changed dramatically since moving to Sandpoint because it's around us all the time.
Right.
But what do you feel, that there's more people from big cities or places that are more mainstream or from here?
Both, really. I mean, it's interesting, you know. When we first came to Sandpoint, I thought that because there was so much access to nature, I thought that we'd have an easier time finding, you know, people who want to sign up for our programs. And what we actually found early on was, I think it was a bit harder because people had the perception that, oh, I'm connected to nature because I garden or I go hiking. And those are great things, don't get me wrong. But the level of what we call deep nature connection that we facilitate is very, very different from that.
Yeah.
And it's happening at a different level. And so it was interesting. I mean, we've run programs in Spokane, Washington, just 90 minutes from here, you know, all along. And we've actually had an easier time enrolling folks from Spokane, because I think there people realize, gosh, I've got nothing. I got no connection or more in that direction. And but that said, there's plenty of people these days. What is heartening, Lissa, is that there are people who are wanting the deep journey, you know, who are wanting to take it deep, wanting to put some time in and really cultivate a deeper connection. And that's, you know, that's where we really shine. I mean, I've got students I've worked with for over 10 years. And
there's still more to learn.
Oh, yeah. Always.
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 So, for example, like, can you kind of give us an overview of if someone, you know, signed up for one of your wilderness programs, what would be some of the things that they would experience? What would be some of the things that is kind of your intention that they glean? Or is that something you just leave up to them to figure out? Or, like, what is the whole theory behind what you do and some of the outcomes that you get to see?
Yeah. Well, I could talk about this for a long time.
I know you could. and I could listen.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing. People talk about it. This is what people tell me, right? And I've experienced this too, but this is pretty common. People talk about the before and after like this. They'll say, Tim, now that I've completed a program with you, it feels like now, as I look back, that there was a veil that was blocking my connection to the earth, to nature. And now that I've gone through this experience, it's clear to me, A, that veil existed, which I wasn't even fully aware of beforehand. And B, it's clear that veil has lifted. And I no longer feel that way. I feel like I'm part of nature.
Wow.
And, you know, just from a philosophical perspective, that's one outcome is not so much the intellectual realization of that, but the felt embodied experience of, oh, I am of this earth. You know, we all evolved from planet Earth.
Right.
We're just as wild as a mountain or the moon or a moose, you know. And I don't know if there's people that have some idea that aliens dropped us off. Even then, fine. But it's all nature.
Yeah. For sure.
And we're not inherently separate from nature. And yet that's the big lie that I think the modern cultural narrative gives us, is that we are separate. And I think that's a source of a lot of pain and suffering and dis-ease for so many of us. And so that's one of the bigger outcomes is the embodied experience that I hope for is the embodied experience of, I am a part of nature. And the practical skills help with that. Oh, can I sit quietly in the woods alone and just be at peace and not be overtaken by fear of, you know, dark or bugs or
snakes,
cold
or
you know, so all of the practical wilderness survival skills are really helpful because they're so empowering. Wow, I can get healthy, delicious, amazing food directly from the wilderness. Wow, I can stay warm and dry and safe. I understand what the birds are saying and what these different songs and calls mean. That has a big impact on people. And, you know, I mean, the other piece I would really, you know, that I really hold as, and I was speaking to this earlier, as central, that we hold as central is empowerment, right? And actualizing the full potential of each human being that comes our way. Right. So again, this is where it's more than just the skills. This is looking at the whole human being. Why is it one person has an easy time with fire making, but really struggles with the plants, and somebody else, it's the other way around? You know, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses, and with mentoring, a good mentor can point out those areas that we ourselves, you know, because growth happens at the edge, right? Growth happens when we're on the edge of our comfort zone.
Yep.
And as human beings, you know, we tend to not go there. And so a good mentor pushes someone, not too hard, but not too little either, to that edge and supports that growth. That's where the real significant growth happens.
Yep.
And with that, over time, you get a very empowered human being.
Yep.
And someone who's on track, who's not, where fear isn't the guiding force, but it's actually their purpose that's guiding them. And, you know, that's, I think, the deeper, probably one of the deepest, you know, outcomes I would look for. And, you know, and this is interesting because, yeah, I mean, the folks that, especially if they start with us as kids and they stick through our program, man, by the time they're 18, there's lots of examples, they are on track and they know what they want to do. Mm. They're on fire. They're not getting lost in the mix. You know, they are on track and they're activated in their purpose. And then I get a lot of adults, of course, coming to me who aren't, and maybe they're yearning for nature connection or they're yearning for their purpose.
Sure.
And this is always one of the first things I'll do is, well, let's go back to the earth, you know? So anyhow, those are some of the outcomes, and you know, there's lots of different ways to go about it, but so much of it is about slowing down, becoming more aware, with the wilderness practices, noticing how much disturbance we make when we're unconscious. You know, if we're walking through the woods and just talking loud or even walking unconsciously, it sends waves and waves and ripples of disturbance out. It scares off all the wildlife. And then people wonder why they're not having, you know, more meaningful encounters. Whereas when we learn to slow down and reduce our disturbance, and there's different practices, owl eyes and fox walking and different things we do to help with that, then they start having more encounters. They're more aware of what's happening. And there's more avenues for that connection to deepen.
I love that. And I think the one thing I keep hearing in all the things that you just talked about is it's almost strategy on how to eliminate fear, because it's okay, you're empowered. You're more aware of, like, if you're quiet, you're more aware of what's going on inside you, so you can make better decisions and you can get clarity that way. And, you know, I think it's just kind of an ability to be able to appreciate that. And once you're empowered and you can get past the basic needs that, and you can take care of that yourself, I mean, really, what can't you do?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And I remember having that insight a few years into my journey when I was still as an apprentice, like, wow, I had that exact insight. Look at what I've accomplished more importantly, look at how I've conquered my own fears.
Right.
And yeah, maybe I'm 28 and I've still got a long life to live, but I knew inherently it's going to be a journey of facing those fears. Those will be the things that'll keep me small. Those will be the things that'll limit my experience of life. And so what are we doing for our kids today to train them in facing those deeper fears? I don't see a lot of it in mainstream education, and that's why I'm so passionate about bringing it to youth. I mean, I work with, again, adults and youth, and I do this with everybody, but it's so important that our kids get that.
Yeah.
You know?
And parents have never had to learn it, so how do they know how to teach it to their kids or to be a mentor, like you said?
Yeah,
so,
well, some do, right?
Yeah.
There are certainly are some, but there's a lot that don't.
Yeah, it's not something that is, like you said, not something that we're taught in school, nor really taught to teach our children. So I get that. Anyway, it's time for us to go to break again. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, so most people that come in have tried many, many different things to get themselves out of pain, and nothing has worked for them. And eventually they make their way to us, and that's when good things happen.
You're listening to Alex, an arch support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A woman came in complaining of extreme pain, and she was concerned that she wasn't able to play with her grandchildren. I fitted her for the arch supports. I put them in her shoes, and she took a couple steps and she started crying because she knew then that she would be able to begin doing the things that she wanted to do with them.
For over 25 years, the Goodfeet store and our arch support specialists have been helping folks live the life they love without foot, knee, hip, or back pain getting in the way.
I called her a week later. She thanked me profusely. She was able to do those things that she wasn't able to do before, and she had a new lease on life. Those kind of Goodfeet stories happen all the time. It's fantastic.
Try them for yourself. Stop in for a free fitting and test walk at the Goodfeet store.
The Goodfeet store. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET. Or visit goodfeet.com.
Back to school or back to work? Start a new adventure with the Winter Ridge Crew. We are now hiring for a variety of long-term positions, including cashier team, produce stocker and closer, meat department associate, wellness associate, bakery team, and deli team. All positions start with competitive wages, on-the-job training, access to free products. Find full postings on Indeed.com or apply at WinterRidgeFoods.com. We can't wait to meet you. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Tim Corcoran. And Tim is the founder and director of Twin Eagles Wilderness School and Purpose Mountain. And we've been talking, and I could continue talking more and more about the Wilderness School, but we are going to let Tim enlighten us about what Purpose Mountain is all about and how did that evolve for you?
Yeah. Well, like I said early on, you know, what my driver was in starting the Wilderness School was the spiritual fulfillment that came in helping others to connect with nature. And I'd seen the impact, the transformational impact that had on me. And like I said, I mean, that old ceremony of the vision quest was really central. That's where it really all came together for me. So, you know, in about, I don't know, it was maybe 2017, 2018. So what is that? 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had a really interesting experience. We'd had a big summer. We'd had hundreds of kids come through our camps, you know, and everyone had an incredible time. And, you know, moms were like, oh my God, I think you saved my life. You know, we'll get those. Saved my kid's life because, you know, we bring them back into their hearts, their passion. But I'd gone through all this, Lisa, and at the end of the summer, the feeling that I was accustomed to having of deep fulfillment wasn't there.
Wow.
And instead I had this feeling of like, I kind of liken it to like how I feel after doing the dishes. It was like, okay, well, it's done.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a crisis for me because sure. I'm the, you know, for me, it was always about that fulfillment. And I was like, what the heck's going on? Why is this not feeling fulfilling? I just did great work. We're getting great feedback.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well,
because there's more.
Exactly. I was evolving. Yes. My soul was calling
me. You're getting on the edge. Yep.
Forward. And it took a little while and it felt like an existential crisis. And I had to go back to my mentors and I went back to the practice of the vision quest, sitting up in the mountains, you know, 4 days and four nights. And yeah, what was becoming apparent was that I developed enough proficiency and beyond, maybe mastery of that work that yeah, in order for me to keep growing, I couldn't just keep doing that over and sure. over and over and over. Yeah. I needed to develop. And so it was clear that, you know, at this time I was in my early 40s. So I had started some really significant inner work regarding my childhood wounds and all of that, which is a big part of the journey. But it became clear to me that my journey of just both discovering and embodying my purpose through Twin Eagles was really an archetypal journey that had something to teach others.
Yeah.
And I saw, like I was saying, that, oh, the side effect, it was never what we offered outright. We never, on the Twin Eagles website, it's not like we ever said, hey, come to discover your purpose. It was always connect with nature. But yet that's what was happening. People were connecting with their purpose, as I was saying earlier. So I realized, oh, this is what's needed. And it was actually a moment of insight from nature. It was more, and there was a really strong dream that came in. We don't have time for it now, but it all came through in a pretty mystical moment for me of realizing, oh, I'm being called to help others connect with their vision and their purpose. And I need a new organization that's solely focused on just that. And so that's where I founded Purpose Mountain in 2018.
Nice.
And the work I do there is there's fewer total programs. I basically just have two offerings right now. One is I work one-on-one with people, in kind of a life coach, model.
Sure.
But the work is always focused on discovering their purpose through a nature-based approach. So I'm having them go out into nature and have all these adventures and sure. experiences and coming back. And we were talking earlier, I love working with people on with their dreams and their dreams get activated. And I now facilitate those vision quests, you know, where we take small groups out and they have, it's a 10-day experience, but in the middle of which is a 4-day wilderness solo.
And there's it's consecutive 10 consecutive.
Oh yeah. 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 So there's two different formats. One is the one-on-one work that I can do on the phone or
right.
Zoom or whatever. And that's like one session a week, you know, over a few months' time or there's the in-person events. And yeah, you know, with that work, when adults come to me, there winds up being a lot of healing work because in order to connect with our deeper reason for being here, there's forces inside of us and in our ego that resist that.
Yep.
And that's normal and natural, AKA facing our fears.
Yep.
So everyone has to do that. And oftentimes that's tied in with wounding, often from childhood, you know, so there can be the healing journey is a big part of that. But not just for the sake of healing, for the purpose of connecting with their deeper calling, their gifts. So I love that work. You know, that's what I do more of these days. I'm still very active with the Wilderness School. I still run sure. programs, but more and more, I'm starting to step back and do more staff training and delegation. But you know, these days, what really lights me on fire is either training folks at the Wilderness School or doing my work at Purpose Mountain, which I just love.
I think that's fabulous. And so the people who sign up generally for Purpose School, is it because either they're in a career that that's sucking the life out of them and they don't know what it is that they should be doing? Or do you have parents that are willing to allow their kids prior to making some sort of a career selection that magically is supposed to happen the minute you graduate from high school? Right. I mean, are you seeing that there are more people in both those categories or who's coming to you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so at Purpose Mountain, I really work exclusively with adults.
Okay.
All my youth work happens at Twin Eagles Wilderness School. So Purpose Mountain is all adult work. Yes, I get plenty of folks in midlife, probably experiencing what many would classify as a midlife crisis.
Sure.
Maybe they've had a successful career. Maybe they're married. Maybe they've got kids. And there's that feeling of, well, I don't have any fulfillment.
Yeah.
Deeper fulfillment. Yeah. And
they don't have any idea what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's quite common. I also get plenty of folks, young adults, 18 to 25, more and more actually.
Okay.
Maybe it's them, or maybe sometimes it is their parents, who are like, hey, we need some kind of a coming of age ceremony. We need a rite of passage, something to mark this and to support on a deeper level. What is their path going to be?
Right.
But I also work with older folks. I mean, I've had folks into their 70s and beyond, even some in their early 80s come to me like, okay, I'm in this final chapter of life.
Beautiful.
And what does this mean now? I'm fully retired. My kids are grown. I've got grandkids. Now what? And so I would say mostly I get folks in midlife, you know, men and women.
Yeah.
But
I would love to see, like, that's who I feel like I am meant to serve now, is people that are, they've finally retired. And if they've done the gruelingness of being in a career that they didn't love, it's like, okay, you still have time there, don't put it off, because even if there aren't the dreams that you might've had when you were 30, 40, that was then. What do you want now?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the television becomes the distraction,
and
that's
technology.
The way the rest of their life gets eaten up. So I love that they're coming to you.
Yeah,
so
and what's important to remember is that there's an old saying that the calling keeps calling.
Oh,
meaning throughout our lives until the day we die, our vision, our purpose, it keeps calling us.
Yeah.
There are threads in there. Sometimes we pay attention, sometimes we don't, but it's always calling regardless of what phase of life we're in. And yes, it's entirely possible to be trapped in a career, in a job that is not in alignment with who we're here to be.
Oh yeah.
And that can be a really painful experience.
Yeah.
But there are ways out, and
it's like I frequently say to clients, I say, that calling is going to keep knocking on your door until you answer it. And that's what's creating this unsettled feeling in you, because you're just choosing to watch television as opposed to like heed the call in one way, shape, or form. And I just say, if you just take the tiniest step, like go Google something about something you're interested in, see where that leads you. And sometimes that gets, because they think they've got to make this monumental leap, and it's like, it doesn't need to be that big, maybe just a step in that direction.
Yes.
So
words of wisdom.
Yes. And experience. So, I just say, we're not dead yet. Got to keep going and try to embrace as much as you can. So, if there was someone who's listening that's like really interested in one or your other programs, but they have this tendency to say, someday I'll get around to it, what would you tell them?
Someday doesn't exist. That's a myth. today is all we have. This is it. If someone's hearing this right now and they're feeling that, maybe feeling in the stomach or that tinge, or like, whoa, maybe there's a reason I'm listening to this right now.
Yeah.
That's the call.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Exactly.
It's okay. Is there a risk? Might you have to face some fears? Yep. You might.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but compare that to doing nothing. It's a much greater cost you'll pay to do nothing and live that unfulfilled life than it is to whatever fears you have to face. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And I make no two words about that, but it is much better path than mediocrity.
Yep. And nobody knows how much time they get. So
no,
that
absolutely.
Whole someday thing is just an elusive put off technique. So
anyway,
and the best way to find out about the programs would be at your websites.
Yeah. So the two organizations, two websites. So if you're interested in the Nature Connection journey, whether it's youth or adults, that's Twin Eagles Wilderness School. So the website is www.twineagles.org. And then if you're interested in the Purpose Discovery work and Vision Quest, all of that, that's Purpose Mountain. And so that's www.purposemountain.com.
Tim, thanks so much for being here and sharing your wisdom and brilliance with us. And that's our show for today. Thanks for listening in. Be sure to join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.